I'm Joni De Winter.
And I am Susan Brandt.
And we are Bell Street,
who are an events band and production company.
And we're here to talk to you today about our fun and failures.
From our journey from being scared to doing it anyway.
Welcome back to season 4 of our podcast, Not Just BS.
We are very excited to be back. We have got some wonderful guests to introduce you to over the next few weeks. Yeah, we have covered lots of really fun topics.
Yeah, it's always so interesting because we record the guests before we record the individual podcast, and then it's hard not to give away all the things we've learned. But we obviously do touch on them, but it's really exciting having the guest process, but we always do that first. And so it feels like we've been recording podcasts for like a month and a half, which we have, but just not our ones.
Yeah.
So we do try and stay as close to when we're going to release them as possible, but then also, you know, life gets busy and we have to have time to edit. So have you been, everybody? We've been busy.
And we were trying to think about where we left you, with the last episode.
On the internet, scrolling.
And what we have done since then, what we have achieved and accomplished.
Yes, because we have accomplished our first Rat Pack performance, which was great. That's something we've been working on since January. It kind of really developed as an idea. And but I think at the end of last season, we hadn't performed it yet.
No.
How did it go, Susan?
Well, it was a great night. And it is, as we have talked about before, it started as just a basic idea, and it turned into a two-act evening and a dining experience.
Yes. Didn't plan that one either.
No.
So now our Rat Pack Girls package now consists of a dining experience and a theatre show. So our challenge going forward from this is packaging it up for venues and theatres so we can explain to them how much they need to book us, and that and that they should pay us money for it.
Well, yeah, and it's and the two things will have to be very different as well, because being on the stage, of course, we have a distance with the audience. Being in a dining experience, we're sitting on their laps.
Yes. Whose lap did you sit on? Did you actually end up, we planned to sit on laps. I don't think I did in the end.
No, I ended up.
I did some shoulder stroking.
I had a little dance.
Yeah.
With some
you
people.
Did. Yes. Yeah. That was fun.
Good fun.
So it was great. It was a great night, and it really worked to propel us forward, because now we know it physically exists. We had some brilliant photos done by a local photographer, Ella Cluett, and she was really great. So we had some great photos done. We got great feedback from the venue and great feedback from our audience. So we love an audience review. Get them while they're a few wines in. And it was great. Mm. But we were thinking that we're kind of sitting in a funny position at the minute, where that's a bit new for us, where we're so used to having new ideas and doing the next thing, but getting through those ideas quite quickly and moving forwards quite quickly. And we've really spent the best part of half a year working on two ideas and prioritizing that over finding gigs, over general events band stuff, and that's quite new for us. And I was saying to Susan earlier that it's quite an almost like a panicky feeling, because it's uncomfortable. It's out of our normal working, what's the word, routine?
Mm-hmm.
A normal working pattern. We were talking about whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that uncomfortable feeling.
Well, also, as we have said before, it's trusting the process. It's trusting whether is that uncomfortable feeling because it's new and because it's scary, or is it because actually it's not right? And that is, it's quite a fine line.
Yeah.
And actually recognizing that is very important, because I think it was only it last year maybe, or the end of the year before, we suddenly realised actually we really had to follow that. That was mainly to do with the musical, and we went, actually, no, this isn't right. It's brilliant. What we've had was brilliant, but right now we need to move on and get on with the next thing, so that it's not that feeling of just being in one place all the time.
Yeah, and the confusion between what's just nerves and what is something that is completely out of your comfort zone. Mm. And comfort at being out of your comfort zone is literally uncomfortable. It's you're stretching the things that you're afraid of and trying things out. How shall we tell the difference then? Or we just know retrospectively?
Well, is it moving forwards? I mean, we have a show at the time of recording. We have two shows of our new cabaret next week.
Yes.
And I think it was only yesterday we felt actually we had a show.
Yes. Yes. Yesterday was the day I think we both went, oh, thank God.
No one's cried on the floor yet. That's generally when we really know the panic. Now, that probably will be Tuesday. But we're prepared in a different way. We have put a lot of work into it. We've actually been brave with what we've written and what we're trying to learn still. But we do both know we're going to pull it off.
Yeah. But even when we felt like that, I think both of us quietly thinking like, shit, is this going to work? Mm. I think the feeling underneath that was, this will work, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Because mm-hmm. we know we can do this. And we have, and we talk about it before, is a building up the evidence where you can prove to yourself that you like, well, you did that, that worked. You felt like this before, mm-hmm. it still worked. That kind of evidence that you can look back on. And one of the things I think that we've done well is getting ourselves out of our comfort zone enough to be able to look back at the minute and say, we felt like this before. It has worked. Mm. We have that evidence. So let's keep going forward. So talking about your gut feeling, I guess we can look at what we're doing now and see that it is moving slowly forward. We're still excited about it. We're still interested in it because we do lose interest fast. if something's not working, don't we?
Yeah.
What we love doing is creating. The challenge will be when, so Ratback Gals is semi-finished now. It's finished as a dining experience pretty much. And the theatre show will be a slightly different, but the core of the show is there. We have our first theatre show booked. So we're just looking to book our first, well, our second dining experience, because obviously our launch turned into a dining experience. So once we've got those two booked, that deadline will be there. So we know we'll make it. But Glitter, Guilt and Good Intentions, it's exciting because we're creating it and things at the minute now. But the hard work comes in once you've created it, once you've passed the deadline of when is it going to be finished. And now you have to do the bit that's not interesting, which is selling it to people.
Which is where a lot of people will get someone to do it for them.
Yes. If anyone would like to.
And hit those theatres and venues and say, come on, you want this, and not mind a rejection or a ghosting.
Because what we're doing at the minute is creating the information to send to people, because obviously how has selling become part of our job? But it has. And so you have to create something that is easy to be able to say to people, you want this because it's this, and this is why you want it, and this is what you'll get out of it, and this is how much money you could take, and this is why your clients will have a great evening, and this is, you know, why it will be a really great thing for your theatre or your venue.
But I think as a creative as well, and as a performer especially, people don't really tell you about that side of it, because it is part of the job, the selling yourself. Whether you are part of a team, whether you're on your own, you have to get out there and sell yourself. And that's really hard sometimes. Yes. It's you have to have that confidence mm-hmm. that is just ready to be put out there and go, yeah, this is what I am.
And the belief in your show, like harping back to when we talked to Bryony mm. and that confidence of like, I'm a brilliant singer. I will make your evening fantastic. Picking up a phone, ringing people, and that kind of confidence of approaching people, which we are still working on. But it can be our new project.
Yeah, we are much better at it.
Yeah, we are. We are
much better at it because, especially with the things that we know really well. For example, the VE Day week, that always makes me laugh. Well, we knew what we could provide and we sold it well and we were busy for the week. And all of this creativity of writing shows and putting other things together had to stop for a minute.
Oh, it was really frustrating.
But we did open the vintage box.
Because we needed to make money as well, didn't we? We needed to run our business. And as soon, and you forget, because we've basically had a little bit of a kind of, is public hiatus a good word? The gigs have been on the back burner while we've been creating this. But as soon as you get out there and begin singing again, which was lovely, we really enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was so nice. You instantly start being booked for gigs again, and you start, you know, the kind of traction grows and people are like, oh yeah, I've seen you here, and oh, can you do this party, and the inquiries start coming in and you're like, oh yeah, this is like a part of the selling is just getting out there and doing it, which we've deliberately put on hold for a bit, but it was really nice to get out there and just sing. Yeah,
and learn some new songs actually. Yeah. Learn some new songs that we could throw into the set. And yeah, we had a really fun time.
We did really love it. It was good to get out there and do that. And then come back with kind of a new, renewed energy.
Yeah.
With the creative projects. We did Rat Pack. That was like on a high. We had some really great feedback. We were like, we could have spent ages then working on it, but we had to then immediately the next week go straight into our vintage VE Day. Rehearsing and then the week of shows, and now straight after that we've gone straight into the deadline of Glitter, Guilt and Good Intentions self-help cabaret is in a week and a half or whatever, so straight into that. So it's just been like one after the other. So really the singing was a nice little break. We did learn, though, that we talk a lot about setting a deadline. It's one of our main pieces of advice is set yourself a deadline, because if you don't, you'll never get round to doing it. We learned that it's actually like a real, like official, it has a name, it's a law. It's called Parkinson's Law. Cyril Northcote Parkinson said, work expands to fill the time available for its completion. Yeah, and I went to a little talk this week about focus, and the person leading the talk described this, and I was like, oh, we already do that. And I was just happy that we already did something in the long list of things that we didn't do. But I'm just excited that it has a name.
Yeah, well, it is a thing, because there's always something, though, to do, isn't there? There's always something. A project is very rarely completely finished.
No. Until, I think, probably the only thing we've finished is when we put Hugh to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's the only time we've really gone, stop. So, and we've done it. We've done it to get through this year. We gave ourselves different deadlines to make sure that the stuff gets done. It's like water fills up any space it's given. And so will your procrastination, you know, like, and so what's our next deadline? Well, I guess next week is the deadline we set ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
By booking the Fringe, we thought, at Chichester, we thought, oh, is it going to be, are we going to get this written in time? We thought, well, if we've got it booked, it will be.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of creatives do work like that.
Mm. Yeah, booking it and just knowing that something's going to appear, because it does have to.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday, we do know that we've got tickets that are sold and that we do know that people are coming. Chichester, we don't.
No, we don't know that. Last time we went to Chichester, how many people came to our show?
Well, we had enough for volunteers.
Yes. Oh, we always need 11 volunteers. Mm. Okay.
But we're in a smaller venue for this one, but a more central venue.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It would be interesting. Yeah, so Wednesday we kind of thought, well, let's take it to a friendly, a home game. friendly audience that we know, people already kind of know who we are. So that was our kind of, it's not a pretend deadline because we're still going to give them a really good show. And we know that we wouldn't let ourselves down in that way. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like a bit of cushioning before taking it to a town where people don't really know who we are or what we do, mm-hmm. and trying to sell that show to them. So, mm-hmm. and then we have the time between then and Shaftesbury Fringe to develop it further. So we like being proper theatre makers.
Yeah.
Because it's like workshopping it, you know?
Yes, and really go back into it in 2 weeks and just have a little hash out of what worked, what didn't, what people enjoyed, and what we want to expand to make it.
And we've made compromises for this show. Like, we had certain things that we wanted to do, and they haven't quite worked out. And that's a good example of a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Because both of us were feeling uneasy about one particular song, about putting in one of our songs, because it just wasn't quite fitting, but we really wanted to address the point that song made.
Yeah.
And I think the moment we decided, let's just take it out for Chichester and next week, the whole show opened up and like everyone could breathe again, and there was just like everyone's shoulders dropped. And it's not that we're ever going to leave that. I hope it's not that we're ever going to leave that out. Although there does seem to be a sticking point with that particular subject.
Yes. But also we've been trying to write new songs as well, because we've had ideas about two particular songs, and we're collaborating with other people, which is excellent. But we were hoping for it to be ready, but we didn't put the pressure on ourselves.
No.
Which I think was a really good idea, because we would have been disappointed.
Yeah.
And whether they are ready for July, or maybe whether they fit again, like the other one, we don't know. But they will be written.
They will be heard.
But again, collaborating with people is wonderful, but it's time, mm-hmm. with everybody, because everyone's so busy, and with their own things, and you can't force the creativity sometimes either.
No.
So we're trying to be patient, but we want them written now.
And there's the frustration of our own kind of lack of skill in making it happen, like physically, that we can't just do it. Mm. And so having to be vulnerable, let other people into our creative process, which is quite, I don't know if it's unique, but we're used to our way of creating things with each other. Mm. So I feel quite safe to say to Susan, is it funny if we blah, blah, blah? And if she's like, no, I don't mind. But with other people, even though, you know, we've worked with all these people before, we don't work with them 10 hours a week, which is, you know, what we're creating a lot of the time together. So it's that vulnerability and that frustration of being able to be like, and also we have this like little weird telepathic thing, we'd be like, I want it to be kind of like, and the other one will know that means something else. And so trying to communicate with other people who don't speak Bell Street is
new language.
Ooh.
It could be.
Yeah. It's a challenge. And also, not us working around their time, they have to work around our time as well, because actually the time we have available isn't the time that normal people have available, because we have weird lives and, you know, very odd situations that we're juggling all the time. And other people are like, oh, I have a 9 to 5. We're like, damn it. So there's all of that. But it was good foresight of us to say, we might have this song for the end of May, mm-hmm. but if we don't, we have backups. Mm. Then the backup didn't sit right either. Mm. So we let it go yesterday and it feels good. Mm-hmm. But it's all linked to that idea that we've had way back in season one, that we were like, we're not going to let go of this idea of talking about people being seen and not feeling invisible. And it's all linked. And we will find the right vessel for this idea. we can't find it yet. And nothing quite fits. No. But one day it's going to click and it will fly. Mm-hmm. I just put that out there.
Yes. Yeah. It is funny. I wonder why it's not sticking. And it's just really interesting.
Yeah. Well, we talked a little bit to our next week's guest. Very briefly, we talked about the difference between how easy it is to create when you're being funny and then when you want to do something where you're vulnerable or serious. It's uncomfortable. And we said that we talked briefly about our struggles to be... I don't think we struggle to be vulnerable, do we? I mean, look at this podcast. But
no, but I think also with this particular project, it meant a lot right from the beginning.
Yeah.
It had a lot around it that we were trying to honour. And it's changed so many different ways and guises, and we're not sure what it looks like. But also, we seem to have fallen into being seen as funny.
Yes.
Maybe not now, but no. When we perform, people find us amusing.
Yeah, and we default to comedy.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, neither of us planned. But people tell us we're funny. Like, our reviews for the Rat Pack Gals show, like, if we could get some out and read them, are, like, hilarious. Yeah. A bag of laughs. Brilliant night. I couldn't stop laughing. And if you don't know that we were trying, why would you put that on a Rat Pack kind of yeah. tribute? But the point is, when we're telling stories and when we're performing, we find the funny side. So, and then when you want to talk about something that really is meaningful, how do you lean into that?
Comedy does ease it. It helps it. It makes things yeah. less uncomfortable. I remember listening to a podcast about grief called Griefcast, and it's comedians being interviewed about their situations they've had and experiences with grief. But because they're comedians, actually, it's very funny because they're not scared to just let everything out and talk about things, and you can think, oh my god, I shouldn't be laughing at this, but it makes you feel safe
yeah
in that. So maybe now we're just talking ourselves why this project and why it's going to work.
Yes, because I think whatever we make, we will find a way of it being funny. But yeah. it's, we don't want to misrepresent
no.
the intention behind it. And so at the minute, that's where we get stuck every time. We're not going to give up.
We're not.
We're not going to give up. But it's funny because we've replaced what we're trying to work on with quite an intense song.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't funny.
No.
And we're quite comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So I think it's more us creating something that's vulnerable and people knowing that it's come from us.
Yes.
That might be the sticking point.
And going back to collaborating with people as well, we've got excellent musicians around us and some wonderful minds. But it is difficult when you have an idea and especially when you're working with friends and people that are close and they have their ideas, or and again when we were working with our colleague who was helping us get the Rat Pack together,
yeah.
get the cabaret together, and you have to take the constructive criticism, and we're not used to that because we
agree
do it together,
yeah.
We agree or we don't agree and we yeah. just get on. But when people do give you that little bit of criticism
Or maybe ask a question of you.
Yeah. It is hard not to give an eyebrow.
It's really hard.
And say thank you.
Also, our thinking and creating faces, I don't think, are very welcoming.
No.
You're very quiet.
Mm.
So you say you're like an internal processor.
Mm.
That sounds like a ding, 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 ding. And I just, bleh. But both of us have a face. And so even if we're not thinking anything bad, the thinking face, I think it's probably, I don't know what mine looks like, but I know what yours looks like.
Mm.
And, you know, I imagine it's quite intimidating.
Yeah, it's like being an audience member. I try and really put a face on
yes.
in an audience.
Yes.
Because I'm so aware yeah. of looking at people's faces and thinking they hate us.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they'll come up and go, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate
that. Because I'm not a laugh out louder.
No.
In an audience, so sometimes I have to be like, if you find it funny, Joni, go ha ha ha, because actually it means so much when an audience member does that. But I have to remember that my face is like that when I'm watching something, and it's not because I'm not enjoying it, it's just my face.
Yeah.
And often I will be really enjoying something, and they're the people who come up to you afterwards. that was amazing. I really enjoyed it. It's like, tell your face. But then I remember that I am the same.
Yes. But again, with that, it's trusting what you want as the final vision.
Yes, because at the end of the day,
yeah,
it is our project, mm, and people are working with us to help us, mm, make that, birth it. They're midwives with better skills than us. Well, I think what we come up with will be great. It's just, it's not an easy process. So, but we have the evidence that we've written a musical.
Mm-hmm.
We have the evidence we can write a song.
Yes.
Nine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was an interesting process back then.
It was.
We threw ourselves into it in a room. I mean, our lyric writing. Well, I think we've moved on from there.
We have moved on. But then that's the other thing. So we're working with people who are from musical theatre background. And then so we want words, 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 words. Story, 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 story. And they're like, it's too many words. So it's just interesting. Mm. Adjusting and deciding if that's something you agree with, mm, and you want to compromise on or you don't. There was something that was suggested we took out of our cabaret. No, it wasn't suggested we took it out, but it was questioned. Why is it there? Do you think it's the right wording? Does it give the right impression? And then we did really think about it. We've discussed it a lot, mm, but we've decided yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. It absolutely does. And now we're aware of that, where that kind of misinterpretation could come. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure that
it doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah. No, leave no room for doubt, but we're keeping it because we can't find another way to say it. It's the best way we think of saying it.
Yes. So buy a ticket.
Yeah, come see the cover and then let us know what you think. Yeah. It was questioned we should maybe take out.
Mm-hmm.
We really have to try and not, at the end of May, go, we've got two new projects, because they're written down here. We've got two new projects. Well, three. We've got three new projects. So, and it's going to be really hard. But we've got dates for two of those projects where we want them to be completed. And the other one will take a little while, won't it?
Yeah. All of them involve organising other people.
Yes. And maybe some forms.
Mm. There's one that's happy. Very admin heavy.
Yes.
And so that will, just to get it right, and less performance-like.
Yes.
And the other two
are people management heavy and admin heavy. This one will be.
That one is admin.
Yeah. So, but we will be excited by that. Give it 10 days. We'll be like, oh gosh, when can we? So this is how we fix our like excitement itchiness, because we don't want to let these ideas go. So we were like, right, even though we're really busy, everything is back to back, time is like packed in at the minute. Even though that's the case, we decided to give ourselves half a day on each of these things, because otherwise it drives you nuts and you need to be able to just know that you're together on it, together on where you're kind of thinking it's going. And just when it creeps into your mind, think, no, it's okay, we've made a little plan.
Mm.
The next step is this and we're going to do that. So we gave them both half a day and that really helped take the pressure off.
Yeah.
So hopefully in 10 days time, we don't run straight off and then forget that we've just spent 6 months creating two shows that then we need to actually book.
Set aggressive but realistic deadlines.
Yes.
And again, I think when we go into having chats about things, as you start to unravel it, you also have to think, is it worth it? Is it worth the time, yes, and money, or does it get put aside for 6 months? So that's quite interesting.
We have said no to a few things recently. Something we should tell ourselves well done about,
mm-hmm,
is we are, every time we say no to something, we should get a gold star.
Mm.
And recently we have turned a few things down that just haven't been worth the... that comes with it.
Mm.
You weigh up the fee or the exposure or whatever.
Your time.
And the faff. Just the faff. Because we have other people to manage in our lives. And so there's a few times recently where we've kind of weighed up. Yes, technically our diary is open on this day. Now, how does that work? Mm-hmm. And do we say yes to it? And weighing that up. And that will be interesting with these projects, are they all going to be worth it?
Mm.
We do keep asking ourselves that, and we will keep asking ourselves that, because we could fill our time all the time with new ideas we have. And so checking in the whole time, is it going to be worth the faff? Is it worth the faff?
And so that you're doing something with full passion, with full knowledge, and not in a place where you're doing lots of little things but not very well. And I feel that's mainly my life outside of this. But it's giving things space to be able to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and just allowing that time.
Doing less better.
Mm.
Less, comma, better. Less, some kind of punctuation, better. Not doing less better. We're just doing less better.
Yeah.
What would the correct point? Doing less. Then what? Comma?
Yeah, I think so.
Doing less. Better. What did you say? The Bell Street?
Brag book.
Because again, we talk all the time about saying, you must say well done to yourself. You must give yourself gold stars. Go to the our Facebook group, Dare to Do, and tell us what you've been doing that you want a well done for, because we will give you one towards your creative project. But you said yesterday that we should have a Bell Street brag book.
Mm. Well, you just write in
something
very basic. And actually, we've had a few comments from people where they listen and enjoy our podcast, but have said, oh, but you're doing this and this and this, and actually it makes me feel like, well, I'm not doing anything. Because we don't all have to have all these big creative things, but actually having something, I mean, journaling is also good, but actually I forget to journal, but having
something, and you can't say it without rolling your eyes.
I really should do it. I should get myself into it. But having a brag book where you just go, actually today I woke up, I did some, you know, we all do, it doesn't matter how small it is, we do these things every single day to show up for ourselves. And I think actually once you start going, well done, I did that one thing today that was different or that I'd meant to do, it doesn't have to be a long massive process.
Said no to something that was too much faff.
Yeah,
you know, but that goes back to what we were saying earlier of that evidence. So you're building up evidence of things you've done well. You're building up evidence of achievements of, you know, I got up 7 times last week.
Mm.
Which I did. Did you?
In one day?
No, in a week. I got up 7 times. No, but like, you can go, so I can do it. I can get up again this week. Mm-hmm. I can do it. You can kind of build up that evidence yourself. And I know, yeah, journaling does come across as quite cheesy, but it's like literally scientific.
No, I don't, it's not cheesy. It's just actually doing it. It's giving yourself that time to sit down and write.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to... That's a big gift to give yourself when you're really busy as well, is time. And then when you do give yourself that time, do you want to do something that initially feels like a chore until you begin to find the evidence of it being not a chore?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. But I think a Bell Street brag book would be fun for us. It'd be like a burn book in Mean Girls, but red, obviously. And not a burn, it'd be nice things. And then we could also write down the stupid quotes that we say, you know, like, we should rehearse the song before we sing it, and things like that.
I remember reading a book called The Artist's Way, and I can't remember who it's written by, but that is all about when you wake up in the morning writing and getting it all out, whatever's in your brain, down on the paper, so that you then have this lovely free space for creativity to come in.
I find the opposite. I find if I'm going to do that, I prefer to do it at night and get it out of the way. It kind of frees up my brain for sleep.
Right.
And then I find the repercussions then last into the morning. I think functioning in the morning is one of those. slower for me. But that comes down to, you know, where it should be, where it works for you, shouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because sometimes you do just wake up, like, with a ton of shit in your mind, don't you?
Yes.
I had weird dreams last night. I've had some really weird dreams recently.
You have.
I have. We are good friends because we do tell each other our dreams, and that isn't something that everyone needs to hear or is particularly interested in always. No. But
also, as we head towards a show,
oh yeah,
quite often the dreams start coming in, and I haven't had any anxiety dreams about the show yet. For next week, have you?
Not yet. I had a dream about the world ending last night, though. So, but there were unicorns.
It's always a plus.
So, yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe we'll never get to do our show.
Mm.
But no, I haven't had any stress dreams about this one yet. But what I didn't about the Rat Pack until very close.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Maybe we're managing our
anxiety,
our stress better around a project. Maybe we believe in ourselves a bit more.
With all these new projects and exciting things, we are hoping to expand ourselves, literally, and have a little bit of rebranding.
Yeah, it's been 8 years, 7 years,
I think. When did we first sing? It was May Cabaret, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can only do it with who I was going out with at the time, so then I have to do maths.
I'd say 8 years.
Okay, we'll go. Yeah, 8 years. Since we had any kind of branding meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time. We've always had this vision of having an umbrella company, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Where we just sell umbrellas. No, where there is an umbrella, and under the umbrella are all our little projects. And so we finally decided that it's actually going to make our lives less complicated. This is the time to do it. So this is the time to switch to, well, we switched it on the podcast introductions first, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to switch to Bell Street Productions.
Mm.
I don't know what the jingle is for it yet. We don't know what the logo is for it yet, but we are going to shift our branding a little bit because we're beginning to have so many other things that we're growing. We've got the podcast, which is growing. We've got the Rat Pack Girls. We've got the theatre side of things that we do and our other secret projects.
Mm.
It makes much more sense to have one company that looks after it all.
Because also when we were finding with our promotion for Rat Pack and for the cabaret, it's fine to say featuring Bell Street locally because everybody knows who we are and that's sort of the pull, we hope.
Well, people know whether to come or not, depending on how they feel about us.
Yeah. But when we go further afield and people don't know Bell Street yet, we figured that having Bell Street Productions means that our name's still in there. And actually, it could be anyone doing it.
Yeah.
But that's for
fans. Not for this year. But yeah, and it just helps us with, our website was getting so full of different projects and things. And so we just need some clarity. So you will begin to see soon some kind of slight branding changes, which we're really excited about because it just means that we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to tell you guys. Well, I think that's a very extensive update for episode 1 of season 4. We'd just like to say, please, you know, if you like this podcast, share it around. We would love for more people to hear it. Invite people into the Dare to Do group. Post in the Dare to Do group if you fancy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a great place. We have... Who's the best poster in there at the minute? It's probably Andrea.
Yes.
Andrea is an amazing artist and she's really great at posting in there every time she has a milestone or a new event, And she talks about her, she's invited us to her exhibition opening, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. So we're going to that next Friday. And we want to hear about your events. It's fine for you to go on and say, oh, I'm doing this, come see it. Or, you know, there might be, if we can't, then we might be able to share it or whatever. We're really happy to support whatever you're doing creatively. That's what we want it to be there for. So please do join it and talk in it. We've also noticed that our audience is kind of split in half between our audio podcast listeners and our YouTube podcast watchers, maybe. So we are kind of aiming in terms of what to expect if you go to audio or YouTube. Is on YouTube, you're going to get a less filtered down version of what we're saying. So sometimes the episodes will be longer, like with our interview next week, I think it's about 20 minutes longer because there's just so many stories that we can't cut and are just funny and great value. But we understand that a lot of people are fitting it into a drive or whatever. So on the audio side of things, you'll find that things are a little bit more, not cleaner.
Compact.
Yes. We're going to try and keep them to 50 minutes, but it's so hard when you have interesting guests, but that's the real, we're trying. So yeah, that's going to be the difference if you're kind of wondering which link to click on, or both, because actually comparing the two and what we miss out is quite interesting as well. But yes, so YouTube, more information, a little bit rougher.
You've got to be dedicated for both, haven't you?
Yeah, but I reckon there's a couple of dedicated people out there. Sometimes you watch YouTube ones, don't you?
I quite like them.
We wanted to put that out there so you knew what was going on. If you're watching the YouTubes going, God, these go on for ages, switch to Audible. Yeah. Not Audible. We're not on Audible. Not till they sponsor us.
Audio.
Yes. We're still working on Post-it sponsoring us. Oh, and if anyone wants to sponsor us.
Yeah.
So as we go into season 4 of this podcast and we leave you behind after episode 1,
get bragging
and just do it anyway.
Comfortable.
Do you think we should get less creaky chairs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. What was our point?
Why was that so squeaky?
I think, I don't know.
And
hello, petticoats.
Yes.
What does hiatus mean? Exactly. Please post in the Dare to Grew. Don't know what that is. Parkinson's, like the cake. Oh, you don't have parking down here, do you?
What is park?
It's like you have it on bonfire night. It's like ginger cake, but it's better.
Okay.
I'll make you some. Oh, you don't like cake. That'd be a waste.
I like ginger, though. I don't mind ginger cake.
Okay, I will make it. Anyway, not nothing to do with cake.